In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on church and state. In the United States, we have the tradition of separation of church and state arising from the Revolution for Independence from England, whose ruler believed in the divine right of kings. We even have the First Amendment to our Constitution and a Bill of Rights that protects freedom of religion and frowns on a state religion. I recently saw a Netflix documentary called The Family, based on books by an investigative reporter, Jeff Charlotte, who became a member of the family in the 1990s and discovered that their sponsored activities was encouraging crucial lobbying of political powers like presidents and members of Congress to happen under the cloak, praying in Jesus' name, under the radar of agencies set up to regulate such meetings to prevent the purchase of legislatures or the president in making decisions. The family also produces a privately funded national prayer breakfast that began under President Eisenhower, who was seeking a state ideology to counter that of the Soviet Union and communism. A Russian spy, Maria Butina, was recently convicted of failing to claim she was a lobbyist of a foreign power as she infiltrated the National Rifle Association and the National Prayer Breakfast to seek favors for Russia. I was reminded of my experience of being born again in a Pentecostal church in 1971. I was 23 and just out of college, where I was an active student protester of the Vietnam War. I was raised in the Catholic Christian tradition, and I referred to the Jesus I learned about when I had conscience conflicts, such as fighting in a war and killing another person. I was attracted to the Jesus who gave the Sermon on the Mount with all those wonderful tips on being united with a beneficial Creator, blessing the peacemakers. When I was asked to raise my hands in praise of Jesus at the Pentecostal church, I first hesitated, but then thought that I am not ashamed, living by the principles of this Jesus, and raised my hands. I could feel the love and acceptance of the group, Spirit, gathered in His name. A couple weeks later, at the church, I heard a sermon that was praising Nixon as being chosen by God, and the congregation should vote for him. And that ended my affiliation with that church. Already back then, the right-wing evangelical movement had taken hold of American politics, and it placed its attention on converting the hippies and flower children that were protesting the Vietnam War. I wrote this poem about that experience. Lord, Lord, yield and be saved. You can do nothing by yourself. Give in and accept the Lord. Lift your arms and surrender and say, praise the Lord. Alleluia. Seal yourself with the Holy Spirit and prepare for the rapture. Listen to His voice. Praise the Lord, the voice of the preacher, the voice of millions, saying Amen, Amen, Amen. We are the chosen ones, Alleluia. We have found it, Alleluia. A dollar for His cause will bring you 10. A vote for authority is the Bible's command, and security is His holy word. Trust in the Lord and pass the ammunition. Sing praises to the Lord. Now is the appointed time. His Spirit flows and reaps the harvest. We are the children of God, His anointed. Preach the word. Security can be yours. One voice, one faith, one salvation. Yield. Praise His name in the churches. Praise His name making cake. Praise His name making cars. Praise His name making commercials. God bless our factories and our freeways. God bless our missionaries in backward lands. His name is wonderful. Comforter, pension plan, the Almighty. His way is perfect. Armageddon is justice. And we'll meet Him in the sky singing Alleluia. Glory be. Amen. No thank you. I distrust, distrust. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via ken@kennethenorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.